But if Democrats are alarmed by this glimpse into a Trump administration, they are putting up minimal resistance. Rather than worrying about whether or not genocidal violence breaks out again in the tens of thousands of deaths, maybe almost 100,000 in the southern U.S., Democratic members of Congress are motivated by almost completely different priorities. Because they think that the American people are going to say that they don't want to vote for the end times. So in other words, they are weighing their positions in the main election, saying, you know, things like, Trump is crazy. Did you hear what he said in the primary debates to get elected? You know, it was funny because the reaction, the emotional response of the crowd, it was shocking and it was scary. And I think in the end somewhere, from the political party's viewpoint, we're better off for it. I mean, take a look at public opinion on that execution platform and all these people who died as a result of what happened at the debate. That doesn't necessarily turn voters on everywhere. I mean, you know, hundreds of people are going to die in this, so it's not a funny thing, but it's fascinating that at no point do people see the irony of this, because the people that are tending to support Trump now are crazy. I mean, they're running around singing songs and dancing and chanting hymns and all this kind of nonsense. But think about what that does, though. If you nominate Trump, he's doomed in the general elections. But he can destroy the Republican chances of winning for sure. And so, the Democratic Party's people are ecstatic. While all this is going on, the leaders of the establishment in the Democratic Party, Bill and Hillary Clinton, were burning at the stake. But before that happens, they sent a stern letter, so I'm sure it's going to really make a big difference, to the Republican Party, which included a modest list, folks, really a modest list of complaints.